Now I'm joined on the line by Jason Slater from the excellent technology blog jasonslater.co.uk to chat about the newest tablet on the block. That's the iPad 2. But I suppose these tablets are a new thing and they're not quite a phone, they're not quite a laptop or PC. Jason, what are these hybrid creatures altogether?
Hi, Owen. Right, well, the tablets, that they've developed out of smartphones this time round. In the past, there have been a few attempts to get tablet-based computers on the go, but they haven't really been successful until now, mostly because of things like the app stores that we talked about in a previous conversation. So they're not quite a computer. They're not necessarily quite as powerful as a computer, but they're a lot more flexible because you can take them with you. They have all of the features of a typical smartphone, but they have the advantage of having a larger screen.
And why would I use one instead of a laptop or a smartphone?
Okay, well, I mean, a typical laptop is quite bulky and quite heavy. A tablet computer can be made quite light, really. I mean, we're talking sort of less than 1 kilogram compared to sort of 1.6, 1.7 kilos for a typical computer. Mm. And also, you've got the typical netbook computers, which are woefully underpowered, typically. And so the tablet computers sit just above them. Now, if you need slightly more functionality than a smartphone, or say you need some more screen estate to be able to see applications such as web browsing and things, then it makes sense to be taking a tablet computer around with you.
And can I actually do a little bit of work on my tablet, or is that something that I can just use for, I can just do with my PC?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, tablet computers have, as I said, been born out of smartphones. And so they're typically entertainment-type devices. If you look through application stores for tablets, you'll see all sorts of games and that sort of thing. But you can work with them. I mean, they do typically have their screens with keyboards on them, rather than having physical keyboards that you need to plug in. Although you can buy accessories to allow you to plug keyboards in if you want to do, for instance, some word processing or some presentations or spreadsheets and that kind of thing. So you can do work, but they are mostly geared up for entertainment, so your video, your music and your gaming.
So they're more for consuming things rather than producing things?
Yes, I mean, they've definitely come out of the consumer market. The enterprise market, that aimed for the things that you might do in a typical office. They're starting to latch on now. So we are starting to see rudimentary spreadsheet, word processing applications. But I mean, it's very early days for those yet, but you can get them.
I don't own one, but they do look quite cumbersome things. I mean, are they easy to use? I mean, on the laptop, you can stick it on a table, off you go. You have a smartphone, you use it in your hand. What way is best to use one of these?
Well, tablets are now branching off into a number of different sizes. I mean, you can get a tablet device as small as 5 inches, which is just a little bit bigger than your typical smartphone. I mean, the Dell Streak is one example. And they go all the way up to 10 inches, so around the size of a typical netbook, the screen that you may see. And those tablet devices are things like the Motorola Zoom, the ViewSonic, the Toshiba devices. But they can be quite cumbersome, so the thing with tablet computing is you probably end up buying all sorts of accessories. We've also mentioned perhaps a need for an external keyboard. You probably also get a stand for it. Holding one in your hand trying to watch a movie on the train, for instance, you know, your hands can get quite tired. Mm. But the small ones are pretty reasonable. I mean, I looked at the 7-inch Samsung Galaxy Tab not long ago, and while it won't fit in your pocket, I mean, it's still not that big. That to make it cumbersome, you know, so it's still pretty usable.
And Apple, I suppose, popularized the tablet, but the Apple iPad 2 has been just released in the UK and Ireland. Tell us what's new about it to distinguish it from the original iPad.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've actually ordered an iPad 2, but it's not going to be here for another month, unfortunately. I wasn't one of the ones to go and queue up outside the high street stores for one. But the iPad 2, I mean, the essential features are it's thinner and lighter. The weight of the old iPad was about 680 grams, whereas the new one is just 600 grams, well, just slightly over 600 grams. They've also took some depth.